1480 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden forgiving another round of student loan debt for tens of thousands of Americans. ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce has details.
Starting this morning, 153,000 borrowers will be receiving an email from President Biden telling them their debts have been forgiven, wiping clean a total of $1.2 billion in loans. With this latest round, the Biden administration has now approved almost $138 billion in debt relief for 3.9 million people.
To qualify, you have to be enrolled in the president's repayment plan, have a low original balance, and have been making payments for at least a decade. A ballerina with dual Russian-U.S. citizenship has been arrested in Russia, the latest in a string of Americans detained, including Evan Gershkovich and Paul Whelan. Sena Karolina made a $50 donation to Ukraine and is now charged with treason. Overnight, prosecutors saying the FBI informant charged with lying about Hunter and Joe Biden has ties to Russian intelligence. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Republican prosecutor is asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to rule on the state's abortion law. Sheboygan County District Attorney Joel Ermansky is appealing a Madison judge's ruling that Wisconsin's law bans feticide but not elective abortion. Ermansky says he wants the high court to take the case directly. After months of speculation, Republican Eric Hovde is officially in the race for U.S. Senate in Wisconsin. He made his campaign announcement yesterday on social media.
Everything is going in the wrong direction. All Washington does is divide us and talk about who's to blame. And nothing gets done. That's not the country I know and love.
Wisconsin is a key swing state, and the winner here could decide the balance of power in the Senate. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. The results of Tuesday's primary elections are in the county supervisor race in District 13. Incumbent Jay Brower will handily continue onto the general election with over 67% of the vote. He'll be up against Travis Austin, who got almost 19%. That means Ronan Rattage is out. In District 36, David Peterson and Lorraine Gage will move on to the general election. They got 327 and 326 votes respectively. That means Andrew McKinney is out. 5 one-story buildings on Mifflin Street in downtown Madison are up for demolition to make way for the Wisconsin Historical Society's new historical center. Hovde Properties, the company developing the new center, has filed to demolish the buildings. The Mifflin Street buildings are not directly part of the historical center, but they hope to replace them with space for retail and apartments. The permits to demolish the buildings will go before the city's plan commission next Monday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wuggehout, WMDX News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts. Or on our website, civicmedia.us.
The Badgers get a win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team able to pick up a win at the Kohl Center, 74-70 over Maryland. They have the rest of the week off before a road trip against Indiana next Tuesday. The Wisconsin Badgers football team will play the Northwestern Wildcats this fall at Lambeau Field, according to a report. That's Saturday, October 19th. Baseball. Brewers owner Mark Antanasio says there's no signed deal yet to bring back pitcher Brandon Woodruff for 2 years. The Brewers owner reminding everyone a year ago they said the Cardinals would win the division.
There was a team that was widely picked to win last year that finished 21 games behind us, and we finished 9 games ahead of the Cubs last year. So I appreciate the friendly competition, and we're just going to focus on what we need to do. Look, I think the division's clearly better this year.
That's the Brewers' Mark Antanasio. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny and mild again today. We'll get to around 54 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 10. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 54 on Friday. It'll be mostly sunny and a bit cooler with a high of 39. But don't worry, we're going to bounce back the weekend. Plenty of sunshine with highs back in the 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice. Got free training and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent, running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Trump ran the first time. He has been making this argument. If they could do this to me, they could do this to you. The average person is not inflating their wealth by $800 million to $2.2 billion. They're not sexually assaulting women. They're not storing classified documents in the toilet.
Thank you, Jessica Tarlow.
Yes, I'm still surprised she's working.
I'm shocked every day. She still wakes up and works at Fox News, but okay.
And she takes a lot of incoming fire from the people, other people on the five. So yeah. God bless her.
Yeah, wow. No, exactly. By the way, as I was saying, all roads lead to Putin. I'm quoting. That's a Nancy Pelosi, guess the quote.
Okay.
All roads lead to Russia with Trump. As Tristan Snell said, massive Hunter Biden star witness admitted to DOJ he was getting information from the Kremlin and serving as a conduit for Russian disinformation. That's right. It looks like the whole Hunter Biden quote-unquote scandal was a Russian psyop straight from Putin. Yep. All the Russia was a hoax people sure do have a lot of connections to
Russia.
Yes, that was the country I was looking for. Yes, weirdly. Yes, it is mission something, right? Rocky Mountain Mike? It's mission, what is it?
Good morning, Mr. Trump. Over the past 3 years, this man, Tucker Carlson, has steadily moved from one media fiasco to another. Last week, he topped all of his previous debacles by interviewing the president of Russia, Vladimir Putin. Putin recently saw to it that this man, Alexei Navalny, died in a gulag in the Arctic Circle, thus making Tucker Carlson's career even more pathetic. In addition to Carlson, several prominent members of the U.S. House and Senate have been cozying up to Putin in what appears to be an attempted overthrow of NATO. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to make all this worse by running for president. As always, if you or any of your top legal defense team are caught, your followers will disavow any knowledge of reality. This country will self-destruct in 5 seconds. Good luck, Donald.
Funny. It's funny because it's true.
It is.
Yeah. Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. Rachel Bitticoff, our buddy, our pal, says some folks that promised you a red wave was coming and Democrats screwed up by wedging the hell out of abortion in 2022 want you to know that Biden is in trouble. Thank you. Thank you. And Brian Tyler Cohen says, new rule, if you're buying or selling $400 golden sneakers, you don't get to claim that Biden's economy is bad.
Right.
Thank you.
Oh, by the way, did we watch Jon Stewart again? But
he and Mary Trump are getting into a big fight.
Yeah. Yes, I'm with Mary Trump. I'm sorry. He seemed very defensive about the criticism. He quoted Mary Trump.
And, he was.
Yeah. I don't think he gets why people are so alarmed and so fragile right now about our democracy. But I was going to say he had apparently the other thing people were talking about. He had someone from The Economist on, in addition to his like long bits about how old Biden is. And you would think, is he going to talk to her about Biden's economy, which is like you know, the best economy pretty
in
much
years. Yes.
Yes. But he didn't. The subject again was Biden's old. And it just, I, by the way, can I just say, Dahlia Lithwick, first of all, is a national treasure. But she wrote a piece everyone's talking about in, is it The Nation, I believe? Mm-hmm. Everyone needs to stop freaking out about Biden's age immediately. We are now trapped in a mind-numbing collective freakout about Special Counsel Bob Hur's purposely deceptive and broadly misunderstood takedown of Joe Biden's. His quote-unquote report is replete with wholly gratuitous pot shots about his mental acuity. The freakout has become a national news story on par with Trump threatening to abandon our NATO allies and let Russia do whatever the hell it wants. Note for those at home, those two things are actually not at all on a par in terms of threats to the world order and planetary stability. Interesting, all of the hashtag Biden too old coverage is about as new and revelatory as hashtag butter emails. For the media to make this the overarching issue of the campaign is nothing short of journalistic malpractice, she quotes. So now Americans face the problem that Biden is old, while Trump is an authoritarian who wants to create a private red state army under the president's command, which would, quote, go around the country arresting illegal immigrants in large-scale raids. Mm-hmm. And then there's internment camps. It's not important now. One can certainly see why the two stories should weigh the same. Perhaps one way to navigate through this seemingly insoluble morass would be to ask yourself why Biden, who is stipulated hashtag old, has managed to helm the most successful presidency in modern history. How has he gotten all this done? He has, for the most part, surrounded himself with experts, genuine scientists, respected economists, and effective governmental actors and advisors. Thank you, Dahlia, among others. People that are trying to sound the alarm about the, you know, the death of democracy. Okay. Where am I? Sorry. Carry the 4 divided by 7. Oh, Noel Kastler, who was also doing his share of Boberting. Mm-hmm. He said if your house is set on fire by a lunatic and someone comes along and puts out the fire and helps you rebuild it in record time because he's worked his entire life to learn those skills, what do you care how old he is? Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Oh, and Jen Rubin, also on fire on the Twitter, said of Dahlia's piece, thank you. I'm so sick of washed-up 40-year-old white dudes playing fantasy football with our democracy.
Yep.
Like Bob Seska would say, playing grab-ass with democracy. I don't know why I'm pointing at everyone.
What did we do?
Pointing at both of you. Okay. Hold, please. Where am I? Oh, yes. Tim Scott. Hang on, I have to go to an immature place for this.
Okay.
Tim Scott said the left wants an open and secure border. The conservatives and common sense independence. We want a secure America. That means you have to control your back door. I'm not saying his engagement and his impending nuptials are not real. But he said that you need to control your back door.
Democracy is wearing a union suit.
Pardon me?
Democracy is wearing a union suit.
Mm-hmm. Chris Murphy said bolt. We reached a bipartisan compromise to give the president enormous new powers to control the border. Almost every single Republican, including Senator Scott, voted against it because Trump told them to keep the border a mess because it might help him politically. Tim Scott, don't get me started. Tim Scott. Okay. Kathy Hochul, who is up the transit. She lives up the transit from Cheektowaga, Lackawanna, and Tanawanda, where I'm from.
Yeah.
Lackport. Yeah.
I just got off the phone with Attorney General Tish James and spoke to her about how this sends a strong message that in the state of New York, business people who commit fraud and to hide their assets will be caught and prosecuted.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
And thank you for Tish James for speaking out and saying, we will get the money. We're going to seize his assets. One more, Governor.
Whether you're the President of the United States, a past president and forever past president of the United States, or you're an ordinary business person, no one is above the law here in the state of New York. And I congratulate her and her effort for making sure that that is a message that is heard loud and clear, not just here in New York, but across this entire nation.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you and thank you. She actually is from upstate New York.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's from Buffalo.
Yeah, she got to play at A. Okay. Yes, Axios tweeted, New York Attorney General Letitia James said she's ready to seize former President Trump's buildings and other assets if he can't pay the penalty imposed on him and his companies in the state civil fraud case. If he does not have the funds to pay off the judgment, then we will seek judgment enforcement mechanisms in court and we will ask the judge to seize his assets.
Wee! Wee!
Fun Wow. Oh, Chris.
It's also from upstate New York.
Yeah.
Fun Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. It was Fantasy Island. Is that it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Fun!
Seizing assets.
Wow!
Okay.
It was an amusement park around Buffalo, right?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. That's what we used. This was our running joke all through high school. Yeah. Is any time one of us proposed going to do something, the other person would say,
fun! Wow!
Yay! Drinking Jenny Cream Ale and Old Reese Splits down by the railroad tracks. Yay!
And wasn't there some Niagara ice wine involved, too?
Lake Niagara wine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ice. What is ice wine?
It's not ice wine. It's just sweet wine. It tastes like Concord grapes, and it has, you know, toenails in it. It's fantastic. I loved
awful.
It.
So it's like Mad Dog.
Yeah, it's like Mad Dog 2020, okay. Only not as classy.
Oh, I see.
Franzia.
No, I didn't drink Franzia. I drank.
Mad Dog is like, that's like syrupy. Yeah.
It's nasty.
No, I drank Lake Niagara.
All right.
Also, that your Jenny Cream Ale and such.
Okay.
I need to try a Jenny Cream Ale.
In my insomnia last night, I stumbled. There's some, it's a documentary about the Buffalo Bills in the 90s and how much Jim Kelly really did not want to go to Buffalo, which I understand.
They didn't win.
Who's Jim Kelly?
He was the quarterback. He was the Buffalo Bills quarterback. They won. They went. Actually, I think they lost 4 Super Bowls in a row.
Oh.
But they went to the Super Bowl.
Well, that's half the battle.
Sure. Okay. Can't blame Jim Kelly. Some people say to me, you're from Buffalo, you like the cold. I'm like, no, I do.
That's why you're no longer in Buffalo.
My parents did not take a vote as to where we got to grow up. Okay, that's what all those Indian words mean. Cheektowaga, Lackawanna, Tanawenda.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're Indian words for I'm freezing my off. I got to get the out of here. That's what it means. They're basically every word means mm-hmm. that.
Mm-hmm. And yet there's still a city there.
Did I mention I'm a former frozen embryo from Buffalo?
Yeah, but you were conceived and born in.
You could have gone with the joke. Okay, where's my cash
register? She's only in her 40s, remember?
Right.
Trump. Huh? Trump owes nearly $90,000 for every day he doesn't pay his $355 million civil trial penalty. Judgment increases 9% every year until it's paid off. One expert said if he ends up losing on appeal, which he's going to, mm-hmm. Trump will have to pay both the pre-judgment and the post-judgment interest. Trump has vowed to appeal, but he can't stop the clock. The clock is rigged. The clock is a witch hunt. Mary Trump claimed there is a probability Trump will pay his blockbuster fraud judgment by auctioning off classified documents to the highest bidder. How much you want to bet that's the next golden sneaker to drop is that he's already done that with the ones, the documents he already stole. He said, can Donald get the money from one of our enemies? Can he get it from Russia? Can he get it from Saudi Arabia? Sadly, to the answer to that question is yes. He is, as we know, already beholden to Saudi Arabia. His worthless son-in-law, Jared, got $2 billion, probably for services rendered after Donald left the White House. So, you know, unfortunately, you can get it that way, which puts our national security even more at risk, because that means he's beholden to a foreign entity. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's not the only person, as if he could be a bigger national security threat. She said, I obviously don't know, but he still has highly classified documents that he could sell to the highest bidder, putting our members of the National Security Forces as risk. My personal hope that he has to pay but can't come up with all the money. The judge put a bunch of his properties, including E. Jean Carroll Tower. That's funny.
Huh.
in receivership and then, you know, giving it to E. Jean. That's sort of what I hope happens. The good news is no matter what, it has to be paid. You can't get out of it. It's also very good that he can't do business in New York for 3 years. And I know that doesn't sound like enough, but it's it. Trust me, it's better than nothing. And 3 years in business is a long time. He burned all sorts of bridges. There's no pretending anymore that he is exactly who we've always known him to be for a very long time. More and more legal experts are saying that because I think is just as damaging is that nobody thinks he's ever going to pay a cent of anything or you know, be convicted of anything. And I disagree. And I think it's so important to just Americans' belief in America and in our judicial system. All right. Well, I'm moving on. 19 minutes after the hour. I feel like I just left like a long... By the way, the new bane of my existence is people leaving you incredibly long audio messages. Stop already with the... Oh, my God.
Who's doing that?
Friends of mine. I had to tell them, please stop. I hate these audio... Because it's like a monologue. Yes. It's like what I just did.
I hate audio messages.
Oh, my God. But it's... My friend has been leaving like 15-minute audio messages.
Wow.
I actually am old, and I like conversation where I get to ask questions, and then we talk back and forth to each other.
No monologues.
Yes. Okay. Okay. I know I'm old, but stop with the audio messages.
Also, friends send me memes that I have to watch that are like 5 minutes long.
Oh, my
like,
God. Oh,
no. I don't have time for that.
We've gotten old and persnickety. Stop with the audio messages. Yeesh.
19 minutes after the hour this portion of the show. Brought to you by Chris LeBoy's Muscles. Brought to you by Power Life. Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that protein over there.
That's right.
Are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein. There it is. You have the whey version.
Whey.
Jody and I have the plant protein. Tony Horton, you remember P90X guy, came down with shingles, bedridden, wasn't sure he was going to make it. Now he is 65, feeling amazing because he discovered HMB. That is a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, and helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without going to the Buick gym that Chris has to go to
lift
Buicks all day long. MyPowerLife.com. Use the code FITNESS to save 30%. You can get a 90-day guarantee. Go to MyPowerLife.com or text FITNESS to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply or go right to MyPowerLife.com. Use the code FITNESS.
I don't mean to ignore your strange monologue, but I can't take my eyes off.
Stephanie Miller.
This enchanting vision. The moment I saw her, I felt as if I'd met her before.
Well, you've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I am not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who have left five-star reviews on their website, like this one from Haley. Honestly, the best sheets we've ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You will have no regrets. Couldn't agree more. Cozy Earth sheets available now in 15 awesome colors are made from viscose from bamboo, making them temperature regulating so you will sleep cool and comfy year-round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com. Enter my promo code Miller at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. I love my Cozy Earth jammies and my Cozy Earth sheets. You will too. That is CozyEarth.com. The promo code is Miller. Type in Miller for 35% off CozyEarth.com. Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He is 83 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, for me, this has been a real game changer. I love it. I use it in my bike and hike bottle every day. Morning Kick isn't just your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, give you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. The code is Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and health care. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
Did you know there was a time when African Americans couldn't buy their own homes?
In 1948, the Supreme Court ruled the ban on selling property to black buyers was unconstitutional. Yet black people still couldn't purchase homes in white neighborhoods. The Fair Housing Act in 1968 ended this type of discrimination. But there's still work to do. Today, only 40% of black populations own their own homes. Listen for another Black History story here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
What's on your to-do list? Check your mail? Get groceries? How about getting your annual vaccines? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. Because we've got you. With local vaccine events and access to transportation, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore.
You've got this.
A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, what?
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Church in Western New York, home of former Fantasy Island, which has always been fun.
Martin's Fantasy wow. Island.
Yes,
but
hi.
It is now Niagara Amusement Park.
Hello, Church Bear. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, go ahead.
You got me laughing like crazy. I've been listening to you for 1,000 years, but I've got one more phrase to add to your collection.
Yes. Uh-oh.
No, it's okay.
Go ahead.
Sunday, Niagara.
Yes, that was, what was that, what was that an ad for? Yes, Sunday, Niagara. I don't even know what it was for.
Exactly. It was some kind of a marine thing up in Niagara Falls.
Oh, yes, you are correct. All right, I give...
Marine Landing.
I award you a Jenny Cream Ale. Thank
marine
you for calling.
Marine Landing, Canada?
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
It's been a while for okay. that. I grew up in Kenmore.
Oh, my God. Okay. There you go.
Locals.
Is that near the Cheektowaga and Tanawanda?
Yes, yes. He can confirm there's a lot of wingless chickens walking around. There's a lot of wingless chicken farms in Buffalo. That's what they just sell the chicken wings.
I don't think those are chicken wings.
Chris, do you know what a weck is?
Yes.
As in beef on weck?
Beef on weck. Weck is a roll.
What kind of roll?
Kennewick roll or
yes!
Something like that?
Oh, that was good.
Wow, that was a good one.
There's pieces of salt, like yeah, the size of
yes.
like salt you'd put in your driveway when it's too snowy. I feel like it was invented by dentists, the Kennewick yeah. rolls.
In Phoenix, I worked with someone from Poughkeepsie, and she brought in some beef on weck for us.
Yeah.
So I had some, and it was very, very tasty.
Yeah. Well, the salt is a little too big. It's a little salt.
Too much.
Crystals are, yeah.
Like pretzel salt.
Ooh, like
they're
pretzel
unnecessary,
salt.
Like frosting on a Pop-Tart.
Oh, my God! Midas Touch tweets, the Republicans on the right-wing media laundering disinformation from the Kremlin to try to harm the American president is one of the biggest scandals in American history and must be treated as such. Look alive, media. Look alive. Come on, everybody. It's... By the way, I'm allowing slivers of hope into my... What? This one, Daily Beast tweets, the Supreme Court squashed an appeal from Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene and her two Republican colleagues attempting to overturn their fines for repeatedly opting not to wear face masks on the House floor during the COVID pandemic. Wait, the Supreme Court handed Latino voters in Washington State a victory, declined a move that could have potentially eroded voting rights protections further. And finally, U.S. Supreme Court declined to lift sanctions against attorneys Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood after they challenged Trump's loss in Michigan. In separate appeals, they asked the court to revisit their lawsuits filed after the 2020 election. The lawsuits alleged a election conspiracy they said was connected to China and Venezuela. Both lawsuits were dismissed in 20... Is this a harbinger of good things
Let's
to
hope.
Come at the Supreme Court?
Let's hope.
What has this happened? What's
don't,
got to be did?
We got to
don't
hope.
Count on it.
Oh, all right. Man.
Well,
all right. Well, see, that's what he's for. The minute I get my hopes up, he just Hulk smashes them.
Sorry.
I'm not talking to you anymore. I'm talking to Tara Dublin, writer, comedian extraordinaire. Next.
Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans are trying again to cut state income taxes by $2 billion. The state Senate passed a package yesterday that lowers taxes on people earning as much as $150,000 a year. Senate Republican Majority Leader Devin Lemahieu.
We still have over $3 billion surplus in Wisconsin that's just sitting there earning interest. It's the taxpayers' money. It's time to give that money back.
Governor Evers vetoed two Republican tax cuts last year. The University of Wisconsin in Madison must now accept all high school graduates from the state who finish in the top 5% of their class. All other state universities have to admit grads in the top 10%. It's part of the deal for state money in exchange for diversity program cuts. Governor Evers signed the bill yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wegehout. The results of Tuesday's primary election are in. In the race for Sun Prairie's District 2 Alder, Santiago Rosas and Bill Baker will move on to the general election. That means Matthew Hill is out of the race. For the race for Monona Alder, Jeff Verberg is out of the race. The other six candidates will fight for three Alder seats in April. In the Middleton Cross Plains School Board race, Katie Frank and Lauren Rogers will move on to the general election. That means Nate Day and David Bell are out. The county's Health and Human Needs and Public Protection and Judiciary Committees will hold a joint meeting Thursday night. They'll be taking up a number of topics of interest to both committees. They'll get a presentation on alternatives to the Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake youth detention facilities and an update on plans to expand the CARES program. The meeting will be held both virtually and in person at the City-County Building starting at 5:30. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wegehout, WMDX News.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Mostly sunny and mild again today. We'll get to around 54 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 10. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 54 on Friday. It'll be mostly sunny and a bit cooler with a high of 39. But don't worry, we're going to bounce back the weekend. Plenty of sunshine with highs back in the 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45.
Asante came to TurboTax after graduating from culinary school and landing a job in the hottest kitchen in town.
My hands are full all day, every day.
I love it.
Asante, as your TurboTax expert, I'll make your moves count, guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and your maximum refund. Sound good?
Yes, expert!
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation. And streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
And I also am sick and tired of everybody talking about his age. When you listen, look at the age of Donald Trump, which is only a couple of years younger, who's got 91 felony counts against him and goes on rants that make no sense.
Thank you, Debbie Dingell.
I think the subtext was don't be one-issue voters, Michigan.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying. Don't say the joke I said about if she serves like strawberries or raspberries, what they're called in her house.
No.
Don't say it. That's just immature and stupid. And we have an important guest. Listen, family, look alive. We have an important guest. Tara Dublin is here.
Yay.
If she's good enough for Bob Zeska, we've passed so many women around. I don't even know what to. Author, comedian extraordinaire. Good morning, Tara.
Good morning, Steph. I'm so happy to be here. And I want to say hi to everybody in the chat. All good people. Thank you so much.
Hiya. Hiya.
Thank you. All my friends from the House Sparks world are here to watch also. We're all part of the same universe, and we need to all be hanging out all the time.
We have the same taste in men, and I don't even generally like penis. But
absolutely.
But those two, I do.
I mean, I'm going to be 55. I don't care about any of that stuff. But okay. Yes, you're not wrong.
Okay.
All the men in your world are very easy on the eyes.
Exactly.
For sure.
Exactly.
For sure. Hubba hubba. It's not a good one. We all know
24 skidoo. Okay, how old are we?
23 skidoo.
You know, yeah, right. Did I say 23?
You said 24.
That's how old I am. Uh-huh. I forget how many skidoos there are.
Yeah.
I think it's 23 skidoos.
That's right.
I don't know. We have to go back. We'll have to go back to our Bugs Bunny and check. But I think it's 23.
All right. You know, you would tweet about, you were going to talk about national security with us, among other things. And if we thought Trump was the biggest national and international security threat ever before, I mean, now the fact that he's compromised to the tune of $500 million is just, it is insane that we are sleepwalking into this, isn't it?
I don't think we're sleepwalking into this. I think we are very awake and have been very much paying attention to all of his criming all along.
Yeah.
And it's the MSM who slowly boiled all of us frogs in the pot of hot water. So that's why we're living at threat level midnight now. And we have to remember.
We are at zero dark 23 skidoo. I think you
there.
Yeah.
We're all famished, my Jewish mom would say. And here's the thing. It's because fear sells and it's super sexy, unlike the boring truth about somebody just doing their job.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and Trump blocked me back in 2015. In 2015, blocked me on Twitter, never unblocked me. To this day, I'm still blocked.
By the way, this is your other credential of honor, is James Wood. You said James Woods blocked me because I told him how much he sucks for being a gross pedo Trumper.
Well, yeah.
There it is. Blocked you. Yep.
James Woods sucks for a lot of reasons.
So many reasons.
And it took him a little bit to catch on to the fact that I was going after him. And then he didn't block me that long ago. I want to say it was about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So, but I have the blocked by Trump quadfecta, because first I got Menace and then I got three adult children.
Oh,
so I have. Fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm blocked by Coke Drip Jr. and Gums Mick, Gary Busey's my real dad.
And Gummy and Cokey.
Face.
Yeah.
I'm blocked by all of them because they're just so scared of the truth. And my biggest issue is the MSM just not reporting on either of them accurately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can't Trumpify Joe Biden. You can't, because he's a normal human being who's doing his job.
Yeah.
And it bothers me very much that nobody seems to care about his amazing record and all of the accomplishments of the Biden-Harris administration. Because Donald Trump can stand in front of a courtroom playing his invisible accordion and screaming about a witch hunt.
Now,
and it's stupid.
Do you prefer the invisible accordion or the double hand job dance?
You know, I mean, those tiny fists are ineffective regardless of what they're doing. So
he wouldn't
even
be good at that. He wouldn't even be good at that at Handy J's.
He's not good at it. You know what? The only thing he is good at is grifting. He is the most talented con man ever.
Yeah.
He has been grifting all of these people for years, never giving them anything in return. Not a thing for their money. Not one.
That's where
and
I think that's
they're like.
By the way, that's where he lost Lauren Boebert. She watched him with the and she's like, no, not like that. What are you doing?
Like,
no,
you do
here,
it?
Let me show you.
Theater though, only if I'm in a theater and there's a hidden camera somewhere. There's cameras somewhere that catches on. She's so disgusting. All of the Republicans are just vile, disgusting.
You retweeted
compromise.
A house belonging to Kid Rock is among several homes that have recently sustained damage from beach erosion in Florida. And you said karma delivered by the climate change Kid Rock denies. Sad. Hashtag sad.
And then what?
And it'll come up and hit you in the face, Kid Rock. By the way, my best, the best response to that one is, oh, man, now Kid Rock is going to shoot at the ocean. So
he's going to boycott the ocean. Yeah, exactly.
He's going to boycott the ocean. He's going to put a bunch of Bud Light in front of the ocean and miss that and then shoot the ocean. That's what he's going to do. That's what you he's going to do. Oh, God. Oh, no, no. Transgender people might go into the ocean, too. No, not that. So, you know.
You retweeted, Trump acknowledges that Vivek Ramaswamy, Tim Scott, Ron DeSantis, Byron Donalds, Kristi Noem, and Tulsi Gabbard are on the short list for VP. And you just said, okay, losers, keep on losing. Oh, my God.
Did you notice whose names weren't mentioned? Not on that short list.
Who's that? Sorry, honey, you're cutting out. Say again.
And then,
who's not on the list? Sorry.
Rashi's Elise Stefanik.
Wow. That's a lot of for nothing. Wow.
Trash bag, trashy trash. And then Marjorie. Still at large, Marge. Yeah. Not on that list.
By the way,
at large, Marge.
Here is Tulsi Gabbard. Take a listen. Jody Hamilton has helpfully. You listed her on the soundbite as Russian asset. Well, she is. Here she is. Yes.
With NATO, he is forcing the American people and NATO members to be confronted with some very serious and important questions. Mm-hmm. For us, mm-hmm. what is the role of NATO? Does our membership in NATO serve our national security interests? And if it does, mm-hmm. then how much are we, the American people, willing to put on the line in our taxpayer dollars and in American lives?
Mm. Mm. Tara, are you of the opinion that Hillary Clinton was right about everything? Remember when she...
Yes. Right about everything to the point where you want to peel the skin off of your own face while swallowing your fist. Because she was we were all robbed of having Hillary Clinton as our rightful 45th president. Yeah. I will die mad about that. I will.
Yeah.
Because they conspired to steal the election from her. Every accusation is a confession. He was already telling us in 2016 that the election was going to be stolen. Yeah. He just didn't say he was the one stealing it.
Yeah. And the also, it was fantastic that Hillary Clinton didn't mention her name. And she, that's how you know it's.
You don't have to. You don't have to. Everybody knows that Tulsi is a Russian asset. Geez, it's ridiculous. I mean, she's done a really good job hiding her Russian accent. Like, you can almost not tell.
Yeah, so, here she is again with the Putin talking points. Hold, please.
And how much are these NATO members willing to put on the line in their money and the lives of their citizens? We cannot allow ourselves, the United States of America and the American people, to continue to be in this position where these NATO members expect us to put up our money. They expect us to put up the lives of my brothers and sisters in uniform to protect them when they're not even willing to do that for themselves.
Oh, my God. Amy McGrath said, hey, Tulsi, I realize you didn't deploy to Afghanistan, but I did twice. And I can tell you our NATO brothers and sisters were right there alongside us for two decades. And as Bob pointed out,
the military that Trump calls losers and suckers, debt bone spurs, whose daddy bought him 5 Vietnam deferments because he's a coward.
Yeah.
That guy, you want to be that guy's VP? Okay, keep losing. That's fine.
Get in, losers. We're going losing.
Exactly. Hashtag Putin's puppets. They are all owned by Daddy Vladdy, all of them, including Elon Musk.
Yeah.
And that's why he bought Twitter, because it was about disseminating information and making sure nobody trusted any source and everyone would be asking, is that AI? Is that real? Is that?
Yeah.
And it's stupid. And it's to distract us from the truth, which is this guy is going to be sitting in or avoiding a courtroom for whatever's left of his miserable, sundowning, bankrupt, adjudicated rapist, criminal fraud life.
You know, I told Jody, I feel like she's too much of a delicate flower to be on the show. She does not have opinions.
I'm sorry I don't have any opinions
with
you.
Too shy.
I'm so sorry. I'm not knowledgeable about politics.
Next time we will try to bring you out of your shell.
Maybe out there someone wants to pay me to write about politics, that would be delightful because I currently don't have a job writing about politics or anything. So that'd be great. I believe that the truth matters regardless of of where it comes from. Truth about Democrats matters as much as truth about Republicans. Get out of the Senate, Bob Menendez. I can say that and not turn to dust. So Republicans need to hold their own accountable. They're very bad at that.
Yeah.
By the way, our role.
Speaking of writing, you were the author of The Sound of Settling, a rock and roll love story. Oh, you happen to have it there. How did that happen?
I have it conveniently located right here next to me.
Tell us about that quickly.
It's tell you quickly. So The Sound of Settling is a rock and roll love story. It has nothing to do with politics. And it is the ultimate meta fan fiction because it's based on how I met Dave Grohl of Foo Fighters back in 2001. Oh. Pre-social media, when I was just a registered member, like thousands and thousands of other people on their post board. Foo Fighters did a secret show at the Troubadour in L.A. in August of 2001. And he called me out by name from the stage. I was right in front of him. Wow. And he's like, I know who you are. And I was like, why? Why would you know me? And I couldn't go out with him after the show when he asked me because I was married at the time and had a 2-year-old and I had to fly home the next morning. But for years, people would be like, what if you could have? And I'm like, nah, what if I could have? Meta fan fiction becomes The Sound of Settling, and a woman who is not happily married without children wins a contest to see her favorite band. And then the lead singer's like, oh my God, I love you. And she's like, oh my God, I love you too. And she goes off with him, but then she realizes that she's just following another man through life like he had just done. And it's, you know, it's the rock and roll world. There's lots of fun Foo Fighters Easter eggs in it, but there's also a feminist through line.
Does she remember to bring cash like Fonny Willis? Does she know that a man's not a plant?
She does now. I mean, but remember, this is set in 2001 to 2006. So she's learning as she goes, as I did in my own life, where you can find yourself within a relationship and still be a feminist and still know who you are and still be in love.
Yep.
And she wrestles with that. And she's midway through the book, something happens, big plot twist. And then she's asking herself the age-old rock and roll question. Should I stay or should I go?
Hey!
Thank you so much. And you can buy this book right now at TaraDublinRocks.com. As of today, I have sold 515 copies on my own.
And self-published. And no wonder you love heavy metal rocker Hal Sparks as we do. Because can you believe that?
Oh, my God. We bite on this so hard.
Can you believe that thing he can do with his tongue when he does that thing? I mean,
I wouldn't know about that. I'm a single lady. Oh. But,
tongue is magic.
The whole point of me, I've been pushing this since September. On my own, no agent, no publishing deal, ready for the Hollywood option. I am ready for the next level. Someone needs to
do this.
Hashtag sign Tara. So when you're buying The Sound of Settling at Tara Dublin Rocks, please share it on your socials hashtag.
You're way too shy.
Get to the next level.
Way too shy to be on the radio.
She said, you know what? Take advantage of an opportunity. All right. I just don't.
But come back again. We love you, Tara Dublin. Now we all.
I would love to live here with you. Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you. Right, there she goes, Tara Dublin.
Thanks, Tara.
In her virgin performance on the 70-minute show. All right, 47 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by my cozier sheets and jammies and towels.
Whee!
I'm just saying. They're all made from bamboo, viscose from bamboo, which makes them sustainable. Thank you. Temperature regulating, earth friendly, and the softest, most luxurious. Sheets and jammies and towels in the world.
Yes.
Incredibly soft, incredibly luxurious. Oprah's favorite things, 5 years in a row, right? The sheets now come in 15 awesome colors. And the waffle bath towels, OMG. Okay. And you know how much I love my Cozy Earth pajamas. I have black and I have the blush color and I'm waiting for the new olive green. Okay. Also, if you're not completely in love, you get 100 days to try everything out. Do it. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com. The promo code is Miller at checkout to save 35% on Cozy Earth's bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. CozyEarth.com, promo code Miller.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901.
That's 800-421-9901.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He is 83 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, for me, this has been a real game changer. I love it. I use it in my bike and hike bottle every day. Morning Kick isn't just your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, give you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. The code is Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Your smile says a lot about you. It can give you confidence and give great first impressions. At West University Family Dentistry, Dr. Thacker and his staff will help ensure your oral health is in top shape, because oral health affects your overall health. From routine checkups to advanced treatments, they're here to keep your smile shining bright and to make your dental appointment as pleasant and stress-free as possible. Call West University Family Dentistry at 608-238-6244, 608-238-6244, or log on westuniversityfamilydentistry.com. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you know there's a group focusing on the importance of the arts in Wisconsin? Create Wisconsin is a nonprofit based in Madison and trying to expand thinking about the arts and the economy.
Everybody wants their community to be vibrant and healthy and have people visit and live there. And so we try to help people figure out what they need, and then we figure out how we can help them.
Ann Katz is the director of Create Wisconsin, and she says the work really took off when the group learned the Badger State is in last place when it comes to arts funding and support.
It's an investment in people, businesses, organizations, and communities. People are really hungry for that authentic, unique. Mm-hmm. That's what we try to nurture and to assist.
Learn more about Create Wisconsin and some upcoming events where you can get involved. Go to createwisconsin.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
After my wife died, I felt like I lost everything, including my love of fishing. But one day, my granddaughter called, and I realized I still had a lot to look forward to. I got referred to a psychiatrist who explained depression can happen to anyone. Getting help doesn't make me weak. It makes me stronger. I just wish it made me better at fishing.
Mental health care is working for Diego. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Stephanie Miller.
Say you want a revolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world.
Oh, 52 minutes after the hour, Tara Dublin says, OMFG, we forgot about the frosting. She was going to chime in on the great frosting debate of 2024, the great Pop-Tart mm-hmm. debate, but she is firmly wrong in the pro-icing. Caucus, and so she doesn't get to.
She's correct.
She doesn't get to register her opinion. No, she didn't get
she
to
absolutely
say.
Absolutely
no.
is correct.
No,
she she's didn't right.
Get, nope, didn't
she's
even
right.
give her. Didn't even ask her. Didn't even give her an opportunity.
She has spice in her life, and she's not boring.
Wrong, wrong, wrong. She's
and
wrong.
And it's so sad that she's
right on everything else. Wrong on frosting, which is disgusting. Okay, Stephen.
Although it's icing on a pop.
It's icing, yes.
Either way, disgusting and too sweet.
No.
Hi, Stephen in New York City. Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Listen,
the question is, can Paula Poundstone hear you? That's the important thing. That otherwise you're like a radio tree that fell in a radio forest.
Sorry. Listen, there's something you were talking about that directly pertains to something. I go as Professor Wobbleman, by the way, trying to educate people.
Okay.
But there's a, you know what DARPA is?
Yes.
Yeah.
DARPA?
Advanced Research Products Administration.
Okay.
They're the people, there's the people in the Pentagon who come up with way out ideas like the internet. And they came up with this strategy based on a way that the military, it was actually developed by a fighter pilot, how to make decisions.
Okay. Okay.
It's a thing, you can look it up, called the OODA loop.
Is this all going to be on the test?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right.
And the idea is, in any situation, the first thing you do is observe. Mm-hmm. The next thing you do is you orient yourself in that situation. You make a decision what to do and then take an action. And then you start again. Observe, orient, decision, action. And it's an idea that goes way back. But the Pentagon came up with this idea, how to get your enemy to destroy themselves by polluting the OOD loop so they'll make bad decisions by believing in things that aren't true.
Okay. All right. And that explains MAGA. Thank you, Professor, for that.
And I thought we weren't allowed to use the word orient anymore.
No, we are not.
No, orienting around something.
Oh, okay, not oriental mix.
No. To orient.
Oh, no, May Lee, my former co-host at Oxygen, explained that to me. That you can't refer to humans as that, but you can.
The Orient is a place.
Yes.
Right.
But you can't say orientals.
Right.
Mix, the rice cracker mix, which I am a big fan of. I have
and
it every day.
And wasabi peas.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. But no, he was talking about to orient yourself around something.
Oh.
Yes.
I checked out.
He was
unfair. I checked out.
I checked out right in the beginning.
Yeah, I was very good in school, so.
When there's acronyms, I don't know what that means. I just checked out.
I graduated magna cum laude. I kind of paid
attention.
I've
heard of DARPA.
Whatever. Whatever, Jody. Okay, so Kevin O'Leary, this is the Shark Tank guy.
Oh, he's awful.
Mr. Wonderful is what he calls himself.
He is not.
But this is like this whole that, oh, it's a victimless crime, what Donald Trump. No, it's not.
No.
I'm so sick of people that think rules don't apply to them. This is okay. Hang on.
I don't think this case is about Trump anymore at all.
No. 11.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
This is she's Laura Coates.
I do wonder how many people take issue with the idea that every investor is engaged in falsifying business records, that every investor is engaged in what has been accused of Donald Trump and the Trump organization, because there's probably a lot who are saying to themselves, I've never falsified my business records. Mm-hmm. I know what a square foot looks like. I know what I can ask for and what I have the money to support. So I wonder to what extent that really is true. But on the second point, wouldn't there be many companies who would not want to do business mm-hmm. or loan money to people like yourself or investors if they know that they can get away with fraud and there's no recourse to protect them?
Yeah. Thank you. This is what Trump has given us, is that everyone thinks, oh, the rules don't apply to me.
Right.
First of all, you know who I'm talking to. You know who I'm talking to. Talking to you people on the trail that think you don't have to have your dog on a leash and you don't have to pick up their poop. They just think, well, the rules don't apply to me because Donald Trump just makes up what rules apply to him.
Why don't they go to Runyon Canyon where it's an off-leash park after a certain point?
Little bugaboo.
I understand that.
Who said, this problem was there in 2016 when Trump was elected. Trump was trying to get real estate deal done in Moscow while he was running mm-hmm. for president. Trump has always been a human billboard. He's been willing to sell his name and voice to anyone who will put a bag of cash on his desk. Who said that?
Super Chicken.
No, Tim O'Brien, who literally wrote the book on Trump. Who said that's fine when you are a self-promoter and a serial bankruptcy artist who's never been able to operate a business very effectively? It's a world of difference once you become president. Who said that?
Heckle and Jekyll.
No, that was Tim O'Brien who wrote the book on Trump. Who said he has these massive judgments against him? He is going to be scrambling to pay his bill. That makes him a mark. When you have a president that's a mark, it's bad for public interest. Who said that?
The ant and the anteater.
No.
No, that would be Tim O'Brien. I'm obviously reading from the exact same thing.
I'm bad at
Tim
this.
Tim O'Brien, you're super bad. Okay, Coffee with Carlos Alzaraki, voice guy extraordinaire, is next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
State Street or hanging out on the lakes. Thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This is Dom from the Devil's Advocates. Tune in Wednesday, 4 to 6 p.m. We'll bring you the Wisconsin primary results. And did you know there's Nazis in Nashville?
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.